Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and this morning we have with us Reese Duncan, who is the creative director for Shaw Contract. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Good morning.
Well, good. Thanks for being with us this morning. I wanted to get you on because we just, 2 weeks ago, got back from the Neocon show, and I wanted to ask you how the show went for you.
Yeah, another Neocon. It was a great year. I think the energy was up at Neocon. Maybe the attendance was a little bit down, but people were there to achieve something, and we had a great turnout of designers who were looking for, you know, specifics for projects. You could tell it was a little more business this year, and it was a great year for us. We had a good focus on our environmental message, and that was well received.
So you say there was a little bit more business this year. Elaborate on what you mean by that.
Yeah, I think so. I think the people who were sent to Neocon by their companies, maybe not as many, say designers or project managers were sent, but, you know, if they were sent, it seemed like they were there maybe for a reason, looking for a project, a little bit more high level, it seemed like.
Okay. Now, how much is of an indicator is Neocon as far as how the outlook will be for the coming year from a project standpoint?
Yeah, you know, this year people are throwing around numbers and, you know, trying to speculate for the year. Our residential business is, of course, down. And the contract business, where our orders seem to be, you know, up for the year, our tile business is growing still and doing great. I think the Neocon, just sort of the vibe and the sort of specific project business seemed to be positive for us in that respect. So, you know, Neocon's always, you know, builds the excitement for the year and sort of the tone that kind of carries through. So, I mean, I think that was on a positive note.
So if I can summarize, what you're saying is that your contract business continues to be strong, continues to grow. The tone of the show was positive, and while there might have been a fewer attendees, they were still talking about plenty of business to come. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's good. And I know, you know, for some time, Shaw Contract has, you know, been recognized as focusing primarily on the, I guess you'd say, the corporate office business, but you guys have actually diversified in the last several years, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, about a year and a half ago, we went through a little bit of restructuring in our design department and focused three studios on certain segment in-use markets, one of them being healthcare and education, which we put a lot of emphasis on this year in the healthcare market, another being, of course, our corporate workplace, which is the core of our business, and then the third being professional services, a little bit more high-end. So we have design groups who focus on those in-use markets and go out and research those segments in particular so that they can build products that meet the specific needs of those markets while crossover, of course, at the same time, but just try to keep those design criteria in mind when they design products.
All right. Well, see, I think it's probably part of that decision a year and a half ago that led to the fact that this show, you won a Best of Neocon Silver for a product that's actually designed for the healthcare market. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, exactly. Graphic Nature was a big launch for us this year, definitely specifically focused on the healthcare market. And we won a silver in healthcare textile categories, which, you know, we just wanted to send the message that we're focusing on the healthcare market. We know it's a huge growth area, and Graphic Nature is just the beginning of that for us. This collection was, you know, taking a really clean and visual look at nature, but, you know, translating it a little bit more contemporary on those natural elements and trying to sort of transform your space into a, you know, a place that's very calming and comforting with those natural elements. So the collection is focused on that, and we have three broadloom and three tile products. Try to have a broadloom tile coordinate connectivity so that within a space you have all those different tools to work with.
Okay. I guess the look of this product is, as you said, soothing. I guess, give me some of the names. Throw out some of the names for some of these styles.
Some of the products, yeah. In broadloom we have sort of the, I say, the signature product for the collection, which is surf, and it's a really bold and sort of layered look at surf or waves, but very sort of complex in the way that it's translated and layered on the elements, the machine that we used. So surf is really bold, fun, really great for public space in scale. And then some of the tile products we have, Forest, which is a sort of bold in its form but subtle in the translation of its sophisticated sort of branches that overlay on the tiles. Then we have reed, which is just that, if you would imagine sort of reed thatches by a pond, kind of layered.
Yeah, that was that's kind of the essence of what I wanted you to explain, was that, you know, surf, forest, reed. I mean, these are all names of things you see in nature, and I think the look kind of depicts that. But also from a performance standpoint, I mean, you guys focus, while the styling is very textural and looks like it has dimension,
Yes. You
actually focused on the fact that it doesn't have much high and low area for wheel roll performance. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that was one of the things when we were going through the showroom with the judges for the Neocon competition, you know, they looked at the carpet and saw that it was very layered and textural in the way it was tufted, and one of the judges got on the floor and touched it and was like, oh, this really is constructive for healthcare because it's very flat when you feel it. So definitely taking into account roller mobility, high density and performance, 100% solution dyed, so all the things that are important for the healthcare market.
Okay.
As well as on our broadloom products, we have our EcoWorks Performance broadloom backing, which is a moisture barrier, another important aspect for the healthcare market as well.
Now, that was a big part of your eco story. That's your cradle-to-cradle backing system. And you know, about 2 years ago, I guess you guys rolled out the whole broadloom EcoWorks system, but that was on the performance side. And this one is more on the kind of the day-to-day styling. Is that right?
Well, on this collection in particular, on Graphic Nature, we have the performance version, so
okay.
Our EcoWorks Performance broadloom. And in our other collection that we focused on at Neocon Essay of Clues, we have a broadloom, EcoWorks broadloom backing, more for the corporate market. Basically, it is the same as performance as far as edge ravel and delamination, lifetime warranty, but takes out the moisture barrier component of it in Essay of Clues. But in Graphic Nature, we felt that was important for healthcare to have that performance backing.
Okay, but just one final word on the EcoWorks broadloom that you were talking about at this show. I mean, you've broadened, I guess, your offering, and you now offer a cradle-to-cradle broadloom that can be used on just your day-to-day products, right?
Exactly. And, you know, the EcoWorks, you know, platform and our tile backing has become, you know, very important to our customers, and a word that's definitely known in the design community as a backing that is a performance backing, and then also a backing that is that we can take back and recycle back into backing into the cradle-to-cradle protocol. So now we can offer that to our customers in the corporate market with EcoWorks broadloom as a environmental option in broadloom as well.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about Essay of Clues. That was, I guess, a collection you collaborated with William McDonough on, didn't you?
Yeah, Essay of Clues was a very interesting project we did. We work with William McDonough, and we have a relationship with him that we'd worked on, you know, another carpet collection, and then also going through our yarn systems, our backings, you know, a lot of different components that have gone through MBDC protocol for cradle to cradle. But we worked on this collection with Bill and wanted to sort of focus on a process that is very sort of near and dear to his work as an architect. So the collection called Essay of Clues is based on his mapping process that begins his work in architecture and city planning to focus on the clues of the land before he begins building a site. So the clues such as archaeology and the natural elements of wind and nature, the site boundaries on the land, and the human imprint on the land. And we took all those visual clues to inspire patterns to design the products of Essay of Clues.
Okay, well, so that was also very interesting. So when you walked in your space on the 10th floor, which was always very crowded when I was there, on one side you had your graphic nature, and on really the other side you had this essay of clues. Both of these were gorgeous. One of them, as we talked, was directed at the healthcare market, and the other one, I guess it's more kind of a corporate look, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it probably has a lot of different market segment uses, but definitely focus on the core of our business and workplace corporate. You know, this being kind of where Bill sort of has his sort of knowledge and base, we felt that was appropriate.
Yeah. Well, and now this is one other thing I want to talk about before we run out of time. When you went into your space, one of the most interesting things toward the back was this design lab that you guys had set up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Design lab was sort of a experimental exhibit that we did this year, and we sort of challenged our design group to think about carpet a little bit differently and don't start your project with certain parameters, I guess you would say. So take away all the boundaries that you have every day to use this machine and this yarn system and stay within this price point, which is usually sort of our design process, but to take all of those sort of barriers away and think of carpet products and prototypes for the future, even experimental, say, as you will, that'll define the trends of tomorrow. And just inspire the process of design. So that's what Design Lab was for us, and we focused on trends that we see prevalent in design today, and then designed carpet prototypes around those, some of those which can be made today, and then some of those which may be a little bit more experimental in its materials and sort of the way that they're made, but may, you know, inspire a product for the future.
Okay. I heard it was so successful that I was actually talking to John Stevens the other day. He said that you guys are thinking about taking it on the road.
We are. Yeah. We're developing a vehicle right now to take it out into key markets. We've had various requests from salespeople and designers who maybe saw it, maybe the head of design in a design department and said, you know, I want this to come to our studio to show all of our designers, and then salespeople who say, I want everybody in my market to see this. So we've had a really good response, and we are developing sort of a presentation and a sort of exhibit that we can take out on the road.
Well, yeah. That sounds like y'all had a good NeoCon. I appreciate you spending time with us. Real quick, before you go, tell us a little bit about your background. How long have you been with Shaw Contract?
Oh, I have been with Shaw for 13 years.
Okay.
And have been here my whole career. I started in our custom department and then have just worked in research and development the whole time. And my background's in textile engineering and then an art degree. So,
okay.
Perfect mix.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Well, again, thanks for being with us this morning. We've been talking to Reese Duncan. She's creative director for Shaw Contract. And this is Kemp Haar, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.